So if you could have your biggest choice of who would cut your song that you would just want to hear them singing your song, male and female, who would it be?
Male would have to be Don Williams. And that song, that's because Keith Whitley isn't here.
Right.
Female, probably Patti Loveless.
Good choices.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing greater than to hear a great singer sing your song coming over the darn radio. I've had that honor before, and I tell you what, man, you know.
That's got to be remarkable.
You got to pull a car off the darn road, and, you know, get off somewhere because you start shaking and stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and then the other one is when you hear yourself, you know, coming over the thing, you know. And you're kind of, you're like, that can't really, you know, be me. That's not me. You know, you want to pull over and hit a rest stop or something for a minute and get out and shake your head. You have started your own publishing house too, right?
I have. I have Deer in the Headlights Music. And, yeah, we're building catalog and trying to become a force in town.
When are you going to cut? When are you going to the studio to cut your record? Have you started it or are you getting ready to? You still looking for songs?
Well, I'm still looking for songs. I just put an independent album out. So I'm at the tail end of that and at the front end of the next.
Well, what's the title?
The title of my independent thing I just put out is called When I Find Me That Mountain. And what I, you know, what I did on this album was, I'm really proud of it. It is all more of a singer-songwriter album, stuff that I wrote. But at the same time, I'm very proud of it. It's an inspirational CD. It's all country, but it's, you know, all very inspirational. It's where I was at in my life at that time.
Full length, like a 10 song?
It's a 7 song.
7 song. And, that's available on your website?
That's available on my website and at CD Baby.
Your next tour, anything you want to promote? You got any shows coming up here soon? And
right now I'm working on some stuff. I'm taking about a month and a half off and just to spend with family. I'm going to do some, you know, corporate stuff and some Christmas parties and that kind of stuff. But as far as public stuff, there's, you know, there may be a couple things I'll throw in there. But
well, maybe Don Williams or Patti Loveless will hear this. And they'll say, well, let me go listen to some of Trent's songs and cut one of them things so he can take his wife to Hawaii.
That's right. That's right. You know, the one thing I was going to bring up, too, about, you know, what made me move to Nashville, it was a combination of, you know, of our wreck and going through a lot of stuff there and just having a soul search. But more than anything, my son was born whenever I was 27. And when he was about 8 months old, I looked at him one day, and like I said, me and my wife had the house you're supposed to have, and the land, and, you know, the cars, and the bank account. Both of us had I was working with my dad, and she had her own business. And we just looked at each other, and we both knew, you know. And we were miserable, and we were happy with each other, but we were just miserable at where we were at.
Right.
And I looked at my boy one day and told my wife, I'm like, you know, one day he's going to have dreams, and we're giving him a reason to get out of them. You know, if we don't go follow ours, because one thing that's cool about my wife is this has always been her dream too. You know, we started dating when we were 16, and we've just always been, you know, always been partners. And so really my son probably kind of spurred things more than anything.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Is he singing and playing? And
man,
all?
He is amazing.
Is he? This How old rascal, is he now?
He's 9. He's 9. Whenever we get done here in a little bit, I got something on there I'll play for you that he's just unreal. He's a drummer and has great rhythm, and he plays guitar. He's a lefty. And
raising up the band.
Man.
You're going to need no drummer. You got your drummer.
That's right.
I really enjoyed doing this. It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, Tim. It's a pleasure meeting you, bro.
And I wish you all the success in the world.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Buddy
Roo.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.